O Edward, I am tired. I do not wish to roam, for roaming is so dreary. I pray you, take me home. Up stepped this jealous lover and made one solemn vow. No hand on earth can save you, for I shall slay you now. Down on her knees before him, she humbly begged for her life, but into her snowy bosom he plunged the fatal knife. O Edward, I forgive you, although this be my last breath, for I have never deceived you. Then she closed her eyes in death. This piece of artwork was based off the Ozark legend that tells the story of when a man and a woman went for a stroll. The woman complained. She wanted Edward to take her home. Edward, taking this out of context, thinking that she wanted to leave him, in a jealous rage, stabbed her in the chest. Now, look at this piece. Does it remind you of anything? Any time that you've done something that seemed to be a dream? Acted based on your emotions and not thinking? This is what this piece of artwork represents. Everything from the stone-cold expression of the man to the way the artist takes familiar Midwest landscapes and shapes it to be distorted and possess an almost yellow-like haze that makes the viewer feel like they are in a trance or dreamlike state. The men in the corner are not mentioned in the poem. I think the artist put them there as a way to represent the different ways people deal with loss. The two men on the left and center appear to be playing music, a well-known way to cope with loss and grief. Now the man on the far right does not appear to be playing music. Instead, he has his harmonica down and a bottle near him. Is this his way of dealing with loss, drinking? Is this the way Edward deals with killing his lover? Now, if you look at the poem on the last line, it states, O Edward, I forgive you, although this be my last breath, for I have never deceived you. Then she closed her eyes in death. This line suggests that even though Edward killed her, she will hold nothing against him when she dies. Does this mean that she loved him too much, that she was too blind with love to see what he had done, or that she is not holding anything against him because she did not commit adultery? If you refer back to the poem, the whole reason that Edward was upset was that his lover said that she did not wish to walk anymore. This leaves us with a bitter feeling towards Edward, because if she did not act as such and kill her, her lover may still be alive. So I leave you with this question. What would happen if Edward did not act so violently and thought about what he was doing instead of reacting in the passion of the moment? Are there any times that you wish you could have acted differently, or someone else could have acted differently? To me, the underlining message is human emotion is a powerful thing. It can take control of you and cause you to act in a way that you don't usually.